Joy to the world! Hark, the herald angels sing. Silent night! God rest you, merry gentlemen. These are many of the Christmas carols that we love to hear and sing this time of year. This is Pastor Kyle Sorensen in Manitowoc reminding you to turn your eyes upon Jesus today, even with these Christmas carols. Today I want to focus on what you could call the Christmas comma. The Christmas comma in that famous carol, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Many times we say the title of that hymn and even sing it in the wrong way. We don't notice the Christmas comma. We talk about God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. We have to admit, though, many times with the busyness of the Christmas season, our Christmas is not so merry. Our holidays are not so happy. We are so busy running from here to there, getting ready for this party, making food for this event, that quite often we're rather happy when it's all over, and we have difficulty enjoying the holiday and season itself. But the gospel truth is revealed to us in Scripture, is summarized very well in the hymn, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. We do not have to first be merry and happy to enjoy the holidays, to enjoy Christmas. The message of Christmas is that God comes to us and says, God rest you merry, gentlemen and gentlewomen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember that Christ, our Savior, was born on Christmas Day. Why? To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. You might be lonely this season. You might be confused. You might be lost in addiction and sin. And God comes to you and says, I have merriness and happiness to give to you in my Son and in the forgiveness that you can have only in Him. So turn your eyes upon Jesus today, and God rest you merry in Jesus today. Until next time, this is Pastor Kyle Sorensen of Salem Ebenezer Reformed Church. Visit us online at salemebenezer.org.